Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, welcome back. Sam Crowley from the Every Day is Saturday podcast. It's an amazing day where you are. I know it is because you woke up on the right side of the ground, so we got that out of the way. If you're just listening for the first time, where have you been, man? Where have you been? The number one entrepreneurial podcast, been around for 10 years, and you're just plugging in today? Shame on you. Shame on you. Say 10 Hail Marys and an Our Father, okay? And then get back to the show. Also, you can check us out. Make sure you go to iTunes, subscribe, leave a 5-star rating for the show, so other people can find it easier, just like somebody like yourself who is going through the process. Process is awesome, man. Did a podcast not too long ago called The Process, and it's something we all go through. I want to touch on it again today because there is a rite of passage. As an entrepreneur, you must fail many times. You must fail many, many, many times. And then you get an opportunity to sniff success a little bit, and then you get to fail again. And then if you're lucky, you get to fail more than once, okay? Many times over and over and over again. And I just finished up a coaching call. This is what I want to talk about. It kind of was on my mind. Speaking with a great client in Poland, Kasia, and we were talking about her brand and where she's going, and just a tremendous, just a very energetic lady with a lot going on, very smart, and she's going to build a million-dollar brand in very little time, all right? And when we're talking... She was so excited. She had all this shit saying, but I want this now. This is what I want, and I want it now. I want it to happen now. And I said, I get that. I get that. And look, I received that message. You know, as entrepreneurs, when we get out, when you get going, okay, I'm fumbling and bumbling and stumbling. Did I tell you I'm an ex-stutter, by the way? Love it. All part of the brand. When you get going as an entrepreneur, many people quit a job, and we talked about this week, the health insurance, everything that goes with it. And or we launch something and we need to make money. I mean, if we were doing it for any other reason, it would just be a donation, be a charity. And we don't really, you know, nobody can make a lot of money not working for profit. Okay. So when you launch your dream, you got to have the money coming in and you want to get from 0 to 60 quick and you want to earn a lot of money so you can have the lifestyle. Because as an entrepreneur, we don't launch something because we want more people to report to and less money and work longer hours. But I got news for you. All right. You're going to work more as an entrepreneur than you're going to ever work as an employee. But there's a caveat to that. When you're an entrepreneur and you're working, you're building something so huge. You really can't even conceptualize it at first because it's just so incredibly huge and it's yours. You own it. Nobody else owns it. You own it. You own the brand. You own the intellectual property. And there's so many different ways that you can go with it. And the first thing you need to do is you need to start creating content. Now, whether that's audios in the form of a podcast like this, whether that's videos that you host on YouTube, whether it's a blog, whether it's articles that you're contributing to, maybe you're a guest blogger, which is a really cool concept and something that if you don't have a lot of your own content on the internet, and you really know something about, I don't know, cars, how to do stuff around the house, electronics, speaking, I don't anything, writing, whatever. Look up what are the top blogs out there? What are the top content creation sites? When I was first getting started, there was a website, and I'm sure it's still out there because it's huge, selfgrowth.com. And I believe at the time they were getting over 1 million unique visitors every single month. And it's hosted by a guy I know, David Ricklin, and it's just a huge resource. I mean, it's got to be just blown up by now. I haven't checked on it in a long, long time. But 2005, 2006, self-growth was huge.com. And so I would write articles and post them out there and connect with before Facebook was ever out there. I mean, the rage at the time was MySpace. You know, I guess MySpace is still out there, but at the time, you know, the only way to really connect with people is to get into these different forums and communities and things like that. And so I started publishing content. I would write an article, and I never wrote an article just to write an article. I always wrote an article so it could be repurposed on a lot of different platforms, whether it was my own blog, or I could turn it into a podcast, or I could shoot a video about that topic. I would take the article and upload it to 100 different directories, you know, which was very cheap, and sure it still is for, you know, couple dollars a month, you can do that stuff. I would also upload it to places like selfgrowth.com. And I mean, I would never just write something. And also as a guest blogger, I would say, hey, can I contact individuals? You know, I remember Mind Movies at the time was launching around, I don't know, 2007, 2008. And we're kind of in the same space as it relates to personal development. And they asked me if they could repurpose one of my articles on their website. And all of that got me clicks back to my sales funnel, to my landing pages, and to my own website. And that's really how I built the brand, was through a lot of bum marketing. And I say bum marketing because it's free, you know, writing, speaking, shooting videos and things like that. There's no cost outside of your time to create that content. But when people hear that and, hey, look, dude, here's the response. Like, hey, look, dude, I just quit my job. All right, I got to make money. I'm like, okay, well, then don't quit your job, because unless you really have something lined up that you've been working part-time on for the last few years that you can now just kind of skate over to and make some money, you're going to have to go through this quote-unquote rite of passage. It's like an initiation in the Entrepreneurs Club. Or you can drop a few hundred grand and buy a franchise and you'll start making money. You know, 9 out of 10 of them don't fail. I got the one that did. You believe that? What luck was that? Just terrible luck. That was my fault too. Quiznos, toasty. So you'll get going with a franchise, but you got 300 grand? I mean, if you got 300 grand to spend on a franchise, what are you worried about? You can go and just live off of that money that you've got saved up someplace and build your own brand, you know? And it might, if you got to spend $5,000 a month on your bills after 6 months, that's only 30 grand. That's 10% of what you were going to spend on an existing business versus your own brand, you know? So just kind of put this stuff in your mind as far as, how many months do I have to live on if I didn't have any income coming in? If I'm just going to go cold turkey, cut the cord like Sam Crowley did, and just go after it in a big, big way. And have a plan put together. Start thinking and looking online of individuals who are in the same space as you, who do what you do, all right, and network with them and say, hey, can I share this article with you? Can I share it with your group? Can I post it on your Facebook wall, on your fan page? There's so many different ways now to connect with people. Back when I was a kid 10 years ago, there wasn't this many ways to do it. So I'm encouraging you to think and also understand that the expectation, I know you want the big payday. We all would. Look, who wouldn't want that? But there's no big paydays waiting for you on day one. All right, the big paydays are waiting for you down the road. But what you need to do, what happens when you start creating content? And then you create your first small product. Maybe you sell it for $7, $17, $27, whatever it is. We call that a tripwire in the industry, where people just trip over it, pay you $7. I mean, my God, it's like a coffee now, okay? And here's your here's your report that I wrote. Give me $7. Here's the report I wrote on whatever it is you're interested in and happens to be my passion. I'm an expert. By the way, you're the expert in this space. You need to own that as well. And then when people send you $7 and $27, they have no problem sending you $100, $200, $500, $5,000, $50,000. You want people to get used to sending you money. All right. Isn't that the name of the game? Wouldn't it be nice to have a circle of influence out there of individuals who are happy to send you money? That's the life entrepreneurs live, right? I mean, you have a florist, a restaurant, you're happy to pay them money. Why? Because they deliver what they say they're going to deliver to you when they say they're going to do it. And it's always exceptional service. And if it's not, you give them benefit of the doubt. Maybe they had a bad day. That's people paying you money. I don't know. Why don't you think you can't receive money? You think there's some law out there that you can't receive money based on products you create? You think there's some law out there that you're not allowed to create a product, that you're not as smart as somebody else out there? I'm telling you, the longer you keep that mindset, the longer you're going to be broke. And the longer you're going to be broke is really, we're talking generations of your family, your kids, your grandkids. Everybody's going to be broker because you didn't go for it. Think about that for a while. Everybody in your generation, 50, 100 years from now, are going to feel the impact of you not having the courage to go for it today. Man, that's a tough one to listen to, isn't it? So why don't you do this? Why don't you get going? Get moving. Don't wait another day. There is no more time left. It's Sam Crowley. It's an amazing day where you are right now. Can you feel it? I hope you are. I hope you're smiling. I hope you're just jumping up and down in joy because you got it, man. You're right where you need to be. Now go take some action. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.